Hi everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the Glam Magazine podcast. Today I thought of sharing some ideas about my favorite shopping tips, how to utilize the best of your money, and how to get the best value for your for what you're spending. So I really passed the stage of in my 20s when I used to buy a lot of things that I don't really need. It was more of a quantity over quality. You know, we all had this time. We'll go massively at Zara, Mango, and all the other high fashion stores where you would be, you know, shopping as trendy pieces as possible, as many trendy pieces as possible. But, you know, with time, and now in my mid-30s, I decided of sharing to shifting to something that's a little bit better quality, and of course this comes with a higher price. So here are some of my top tips on how to get the best value and to shop the best products according to your budget. So my tip number one is always wait for sales when it comes to an expensive product. Patience is the key. It's better to wait for the annual sale or for the mid-season sale or anything instead of paying for a full price, because to be honest, a lot of mid-value brands that are usually a little bit more expensive in the high street fashion have much better quality. Of course, we're not talking about brands like Chanel and Louis Vuitton that very rarely go on sale, but we're talking about the mid-range quality, which you can really have like build up an awesome wardrobe of clothes. So I think it's better just to wait the mid-season sale or the annual seasons end of season sales, where you can purchase something of a price of 300 euro that usually goes down to 100. So you better save your money. Don't be emotional. Don't get crazy that you want something trendy, especially if you're in your 30s. Just go for classic pieces. And I know that every single magazine out there talks about this, but I really would recommend that. Better wait. Patience is the key. Don't go and shop anything at Zara just to make yourself feel better. Just wait for the sales and wait for the great deal. This is when the magic happens. And once you find it, just go for it. Don't wait for it, because, you know, usually many of the brands are, you know, selling fast, and a lot of people know that. Really, just... But I'm not talking about going on sale at Zara. I'm talking about going to sale at something like Sandro, Maje, BCBG, like these better brands than the high street, upper high street, if I can call it like that. So just wait for sale, and always go on the first week of the sale and then on the last week, because on the first week you can get the most variety of the sale products, but on the last week is the time when you can definitely get the best price, because they tend to start with a percentage of 30 or to 50%, and the last week the sale goes up from 50 to 70%. So that's the best time to go and shop. Another lovely tip that I have for you guys is to go, and if you're traveling abroad and if you're not a resident of the country, that you're always detax. It takes a little bit effort of preparing the papers for detaxing. So whenever you go to the store, make sure you can detax whatever it's possible. If you're in Europe and you have residences of, you know, outside Europe, that's the best way to do it. You're gonna be saving 10 to 15% on item, which if you're spending 1,000 euro on a bag, it's definitely gonna make a difference. That's one of my favorite tips in the world. And always, you know, follow the accounts of your favorite loyalty programs. There's a lot of private sales in high-end stores like Bloomingdale's and Galeries Lafayette, or just always make sure that you follow these details so you can always buy a higher value product on a very good price if you can make an access to the to these private sales. Make sure that you do, and never ever get an emotional purchases. That's never a smart thing. I really have one thing that I usually do is just going to the shop, picking up what I like. I stay with it. I go around the shop for like 20-30 minutes, so I finish all of the you know, lookout around. But then I would decide that if I really need something, never go emotional, because you're just gonna waste your money. You better spend your money on something that you really like, that's a really good value. So just hold it in your hands and spend like the rest of the time in the store. Don't go straight to the fitting rooms, because you're gonna get really emotional. Oh yeah, it's good, the price is fine. So I really recommend you to better just spend some time with the actual piece of cloth and decide if you really need it, and don't get emotional. Another tip that I would say, and I know it's very logical, but maybe some of you guys don't do that, is always to sleep over when you are about to make a big purchase, because especially with women, we get very emotional, and let's say 50% of our shopping is an emotional purchases. So I really advise you to sleep over the idea. You want to buy the next Prada bag, or you want to buy something that's on a higher value, never go straight for it. Always take a day or two to think about it, and you know, just to sleep over it. Emotional purchases don't bring to anything good. Another tip is, if you can make friends with some of the sales personnel, that's an amazing, because these guys have all years discount rates for their products. I've personally had some friends who used to work for Saint Laurent, and you end up buying a bag which costs 3,000 euros, which would be very difficult to afford, you know, for someone who's on a monthly salary, but they could get it for you for a price of 1,000 euro. They can also, for example, advise you when do they have the staff sales, and these are really the best times to shop high-end luxury products on great prices, because very often they will be selling the display products that would not have any problems with it. You can just buy it on a very great price. So this is another tip that I would advise you: just make friends with the sales personnel, and I think that they're gonna be really helping you out, guys, with knowing when and what to shop, and you can really get some very high-end product. And of course, don't share your secrets with anyone. It's just keep it for yourself so you can have an amazing style. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll be talking to you next week with some new updates and new tips. See ya.